Hello, everybody. This is Little Nugster here with episode 15 of Little Nugs Podcast. I do want to apologize for my fans out there on kind of being a little hiatus, I guess you could say. Every so often, you know, I'll just post a couple of things just to update you into what's going on. It was kind of a little bit of a tough week. For some reason, I wasn't able to watch a lot of wrestling this week due to recording issues. I haven't been able to watch SmackDown at all yet. So I'm not going to be talking about SmackDown at all. The only thing I do know as far as SmackDown goes is they did a little tribute to The Undertaker, who basically in the final episode of his documentary series, I guess you could say, The Last Ride on the WWE Network, he was basically was making a speech where he basically said that he wasn't going to wrestle anymore, but if step into the ring again, but if he had a pinch or something like that and Vince called him up to let him know they needed him, he would be there. So that's pretty much it, you know. 30 years of The Undertaker, and it sounds like he's retiring. And, you know, the last time we saw him was in the Boneyard match between him and AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Hopefully we get to see him one more time. Hopefully we get to see him in one more match. If not, then I hope he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame next year. I would really like to see that. I've been kind of waiting for that to happen. Like I said, I wasn't able to watch a lot of wrestling this week. I watched Raw and NXT on Hulu, because there were some recording issues on my DVR that made me not be able to watch Raw or NXT or actually SmackDown. I will get to it and start with Monday Night Raw. First things first, we had Drew McIntyre come out. Talk about last week, which there was a match with him and R-Truth teaming together, and they had a match against MVP and Bobby Lashley. And at first it was a winner-take-all match, which Drew McIntyre didn't really like. R-Truth ended up talking to the people in charge, and they ended up just putting, he ended up just putting Drew McIntyre's title on the line instead of both the WWE title and the 24/7 title. But they ended up winning that match anyway. So Drew was talking about what happened last week, and then all of a sudden Dolph Ziggler came out. I heard something from a Instagram page that it was a possibility that Dolph Ziggler was getting traded to Raw. in regards to the trade with AJ Styles being traded to Raw or traded to SmackDown. So he comes out, starts talking to Drew, and announces that him and Bobby Roode are now drafted or traded to Raw. And then Dolph was saying how he is owed a title match. So, without any hesitation, Drew ended up giving him a shot. And, And at this coming pay-per-view, Extreme Rules, which, by the way, I heard that it's called Extreme Rules the Horror Show, not Horror, H-O-R-R-O-R. It's now called Extreme Rules the Horror Show. Don't know why. But, yeah, Drew McIntyre challenged Ziggler to a match at Extreme Rules for the WWE title. So that'll be kind of interesting. I kind of wished they did a little more build up to it, to where, you know, it was going to be, you know, like a back and forth kind of thing before the pay-per-view, and then they would settle it at the pay-per-view for the title. Anyway, we had I guess we had Nia Jax come out, quote unquote, unexpectedly, to talk about Charlotte Flair having a match against Asuka when Nia Jax was cheated from her match against Asuka last week. Because as we all know, last week, Nia Jax ended up shoving one of the ref in the match and was about to get disqualified, but then Asuka came from behind and did a roll up pin on Nia Jax, and the ref did a fast count. So that's why she was saying that she was cheated from last week. And then in the middle of talking, Charlotte Flair came out, and then, you know, they kind of bicker back and forth. And then Nia says that Charlotte has beaten everybody except me. And then they both attack each other. After that, we had a match between the Viking Raiders and the Street Profits for the tag titles, for the, you know, the Raw tag team titles. I thought it was a pretty decent match. It was entertaining. I know a lot of people don't really like the Street Profits, but I kind of like them, especially Montez Ford. I think he's entertaining as well. And, you know, the Viking Raiders and Street Profits have good chemistry together in the ring. They get along pretty well. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty good match. The Street Profits ended up retaining their tag titles. And then Angel Garza and Andrade ended up attacking the Street Profits. So there's a chance that Garza and Andrade could be your next contenders for the tag titles. The next we had Charlotte versus Asuka for the Raw Women's title. I thought it was a pretty decent match. Charlotte picked up a good fight. I guess in her little confrontation with Nia Jax, she kind of did something to her shoulder. So she kind of had her shoulder taped up a little bit during the match. And surprisingly, Asuka ended up winning by submission. And then, yeah, that was a little bit of a shocker. I kind of thought that Charlotte would win, but not get the title. So after that, we had a little video thing from Edge, who, as we know from the match between Edge and Randy, Orton at Backlash, Edge ended up tearing he tore his tricep and is going to be out for a while. So Edge, you know, was talking about, you know, that Randy is the, you know, greatest wrestler and stuff like that. And then, you know, was talking about last week how he punted Christian and said, you know, Randy Orton is known as like the legend killer now and something like that. And Edge was saying how he, how Randy Orton ended up waking up another side of him, himself. And, turns out that he says that he woke up the Rated R Superstar, which I'm really, really, really interested in. I think I don't remember the last time we even saw the Rated R Superstar character. Or gimmick, I should say. I want to say probably before he ended up retiring 9 years ago. So I'm really, really excited for that. Then we went to the back where Charlotte was about to be interviewed. And then Nia Jax came from behind and started attacking her. And I guess ended up injuring her shoulder a little more than it was. Then after that, we had Ric Flair coming out. And it was announced that Ric Flair was going to, I guess, call Randy Orton the best wrestler in the world. Which he does. Then Randy keeps calling himself the after Randy Orton came out. Randy was talking about, you know, kept calling himself the legend killer and says that in the matter of 2 days, he became the greatest wrestler. And then, shortly after that, the Big Show came out and, was basically kind of he was getting upset at Randy Orton because obviously he, you know, Orton, you know, punted Christian, and Christian and Big Show were friends and stuff like that. Big Show says that he's gonna break every bone in Orton's body, and Randy then says that he's not going to like what happens next, and then they, you know, they kind of go back and forth, and then, you know, Randy and Ric Flair go out of the ring, and there might be, I don't really know exactly, but there might be a match maybe between Orton and Big Show at Extreme Rules. Maybe. We'll have to see. But after that, we had Sasha Banks and Bayley versus the Iconics for the women's tag team titles. Thought it was an okay match. Banks and Bayley ended up winning by, I think Sasha ended up submitting one of the Iconics. I kind of forget. But then, you know, Banks and Bayley both had a microphone in their hands. And then, I forget exactly what Bayley was saying, but Sasha started looking at Bayley, and she was saying how she wants a title match at Extreme Rules, and was looking at Bayley while she was saying it. And you kind of got a feeling that, you know, Sasha was going to challenge Bayley for the SmackDown women's title, but then she says that she's going to challenge Asuka for the Raw title. Then Asuka comes out and then, you know, I guess tries to attack Banks and Bailey, but then she ends up getting attacked by Banks and Bailey. So yeah, that kind of, I guess, happened. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Then lastly, Rey Mysterio comes out with his son Dominic, talks about last week. You know, they kind of go back and forth with each other a little bit. Dominic ended up saying, you know, was saying to Seth, you know, this is what family is, and family wants a fight. And that's when Seth Rollins comes out. And then we had this whole little thing where it looked like Seth was going to go after Dominic, but then Theory and Murphy came out and was about to attack Rey and Dominic. But then Dominic ends up attacking, you know, Aleister Black, and Carrillo ended up coming out and attacking Theory and Murphy. Dominic attacks Rollins. Then Rey gives Seth the 619. Rey almost, I guess, injures Seth's eye with the steps, kind of like what Seth did to Rey. And then almost did the same. Then Seth ended up almost doing it to Dominic, but then Aleister Black and Carrillo come to Dom and Rey Mysterio's aid to help them, and then that's pretty much how Raw ended. Like I said, there's probably a lot of stuff I missed, and the only reason why is because I ended up watching Raw on Hulu, and that's pretty much all I have for Monday Night Raw. Next, I'm going to talk about NXT. Last week, we had a little thing happen. I guess in the beginning of NXT last week, Damian Priest came out in a car, you know, arrived in a car, and then, you know, I think somebody slashed his tires, and then sometime after that, he ended up getting attacked. That was earlier in the episode this week. Last week somebody slashed his tires, and then now the start of the show this past week, Damian Priest ended up getting attacked. So Cameron Grimes comes out, says that he wants his match, or that he wins his match by forfeit, you know, because I guess he was supposed to have a match with Damian Priest, and you know, due to the fact that Priest got attacked, Cameron Grimes was saying that he was winning by forfeit. And then Priest comes out and they both have the match, and ends up losing to Cameron Grimes. I believe either I think either there was a match. There was another match after this, or oh wait, no. I think something happened between Rhea Ripley was being talked to again by Robert Stone, and Robert Stone wanted Rhea to join his brand, and Rhea threw him in the trash again, and then out of nowhere, Aaliyah comes and then slaps Rhea in the face. And you kind of hinted that there was going to be some type of match. So after that, we had Karrion Kross versus Bronson Reed. I thought it was a pretty decent match. Karrion Kross is a freak of nature. He ended up winning by submission. Then after that, that's when we had Rhea Ripley versus Aaliyah. And it was no surprise, but Rhea Ripley ended up winning. Then we had Dexter Lumis versus Roderick Strong. There was a little thing where, you know, Roderick Strong needed to fight his fears. And he ended up going in the trunk that Dexter Lumis threw him into just to face his fears. Roderick Strong ends up running away from the match, which basically resulted in a countout, and had Dexter Lumis win. There were some matches that were announced. We had Aaliyah and Robert Stone facing Rhea Ripley next week, or this coming Wednesday. And then there will be a fatal four-way match for the number one contender for the women, you know, the NXT women's title. And it's Dakota Kai, Tegan Nox, Candice LeRae, and Mia Yim. And obviously, you know, whoever wins that is your number one contender to face Io Shirai, who is your women's NXT champion. Then we had another match that was announced. It was Dexter Lumis and Roderick Strong in a strap match. And then we had the triple threat match between Johnny Gargano, Keith Lee, and Finn Balor for the North American Championship. And whoever won that faces Adam Cole July 8th, I believe it is, for the NXT. Actually, it's a title for title. So whoever wins that become, you know, if Adam Cole wins, he's your NXT champion and your North American champion. Same thing with Keith Lee. If Keith Lee wins, or if, you know, if Gargano won, or, you know, Keith Lee. I'll just get to it. The match was pretty, I thought it was really great. You know, all three of them put up a good fight. Keith Lee ended up winning. So he's facing Cole July 8th, I believe it is. And then Adam Cole comes out, goes face to face with Keith Lee. And that, I think that's going to be a pretty interesting match. Don't really know exactly what's going to happen. You know, Adam Cole could retain his NXT title and also become the new North American champion. And, you know, same thing with Keith Lee. He could retain his North American title and be the new NXT champion. But that's about it, folks. It's a little bit of a short one today. I would have gotten SmackDown in, but unfortunately I wasn't able to. So this has been episode 15. If you would like to keep up with the episodes, you can subscribe or follow my podcast on Spotify and Anchor, Google Podcast as well. Just look for a Lil Nugs Podcast, you know, LIL space NUG apostrophe S and then podcast. Also, I have an Instagram. You know, feel free to follow me on that. My Instagram is usually for my YouTube channel, which you can also follow me on that too. My YouTube channel is Chester's channel. It's a drum cover YouTube channel where I upload drum covers for a lot of songs that I like to do to play on the drums. And my Instagram is, I believe it's jchester92. That Instagram is basically kind of set for my my YouTube channel as well. Also, feel free to check out my friends on TalkShoe.com and also on Spotify and Anchor, and they are the Top Rope Report. Nugster Greg and Mr. Trivia have their, you know, podcast and talk about basically, you know, what's been going on throughout wrestling, and they end up talking about some events that are going on up in the Northeast. You know, they have a couple, you know, they have some local wrestlers and announcers, ring announcers. They have some, you know, some WWF, WWE legends that end up calling in. So you might want to, you know, check them out. Like I said, they're on TalkShoe.com and Spotify and Anchor as well. So yeah, that is pretty much it, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for episode number 16, coming up next week. Hope you guys are staying safe out there, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one, guys.